Shalom to all. Today we're in Mesachas Kehilim, Perchav Zayin, Mishlechas Mishlet Ha. Today's Mishlechas are being learned with Choshes Bas Rachel, Shishi Bezach Revan, Rebbe Kagon, Big Kar of Mamesh. And we do the din that we had started in the previous Mishnah, which is that when we have the minimum shear beged, and it's able to become Tamei, and it did become Tamei, then we continued adding on to that beged. So all that addition has the same Toma as the original part of the beged. That's because it's called Chibor, it's connected, so it has the same din. However, once that original part of the beged loses its status of Toma, so that which is Mechubar also loses its status of Toma. And the previous Mishnah we discussed Tomas Midras. Now, Mishlechas, we move on to a different type of Tomah. V'chein beged sha'agba shal shal shalosh. We have a beged that was woven 3x3. This is 3x3 finger breadths, so it's not able to be mekabel Tomas Midras, but it could be mekabel Tomas Meis, and that's what happened with the Tomei Meis. This little piece of beged became Tomei Tomas Meis. V'hishlam all of us call a beged, and then the entire beged was then completed. He continued weaving the entire beged. V'achar kach notal chot echa mitchlasoi. Then even one thread was removed from that original piece that he had started out with. So now the whole Tomah is gone. Tar mit Tomei Meis. It's tar from Tomas Meis. Alo Tomei magat Tomei Meis. But it's considered Tomei as if it touched something which is Tomas Meis, because the added part, the continuation of the beged, is considered as if it had touched something which is Tomei Meis. So that becomes a Rishon. And then if we work backwards, the original part is now connected to that, so it's also a Rishon. However, let's say it was the reverse. We started with a piece that's 3x3. It became Tomei Tomas Meis. Then, one thread was removed from it. Was called a beged. And only then he continued weaving the rest of the beged. Tahar. So then the whole thing is Tahar. Because they said, Tahar. A piece is 3x3 fingers, and then it became smaller than that. So even if it was Tamei previously, now it's Tahar. So now nothing's considered like it touched something that was Tamei Meis. And so that small piece is Tahar, and the continuation, which was added on later, is also Tahar. Aval, Shloisha, Shloisha Shanismait. But if it was 3x3 Tfachim, if that's the piece that we started out with, if that became smaller, that's what the previous Mishnah was talking about. Aval, Pisha, Tar, Midras. Even though when it becomes smaller than 3x3 Tfachim, it becomes Tar from Tumas Midras, Tamei Bechal Tumas, it still becomes Tamei with all the other Tumas, and that's what they did in the previous Mishnah is different than this one, because again, there we were talking about Tumas Midras, which is a larger piece of 3x3 Tfachim, so when it becomes smaller, it still has some sort of Din of Tumah, as opposed to this Mishnah, which is 3x3 finger breadths, which is a very small piece. When that becomes smaller than this minimum shear, so it completely loses its status of Tumah. Moving on to Mishnah test with a similar Din, Sadin Shutami Midras, we have a sheet that was Tumah Midras, Vasai Viloin, and then he turned it into a curtain, so now it's not a sheet anymore. It's not meant for laying down on, so Tarmin Midras is now Tar from Tumas Midras, Aval Tumah Maga Midras, but some because it's considered like it touched something that was Tumas Midras, and therefore now it's a Risha. And Amar Bias Rabbi says, V'chibe eze Midras Nagazeh. What type of Midras did this touch? It didn't touch anything. You're basically saying that the sheet, which now is just turned into a curtain, touched itself, and that's considered Maga Beis Hastarim. It's like something that's hidden. It's not like it actually touched something else, and therefore it doesn't become a Risha. And Elam Kein Nagabai Hazav. Only if a Zav touched it, so then Tomei B'Maga Hazav suddenly become Tomei because it was touched by a Zav. However, if the original Tumas Midras that it went onto it wasn't because Zav touched it, rather because he, let's say, sat on it, but Lav Dafka that he touched it, so then it would not be Tamei. That's Rabbi Yossi's opinion, arguing with Hanakama. We're sorry for the day, pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Yun Yud Aleph, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.